Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these skyways and airways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well with you and yours. I hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And may God just richly bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. I want to take out this opportunity, this stage, this podium, to send condolences out to each and every one that has been affected by this storm. I mean, it's a hurricane or whatever you want to call it. We know that it's deadly, and it has taken some lives, hallelujah, during this process. So we just want to send prayers out to each and everyone, whoever you are. Just send condolences out to you that God might strengthen your heart and restore restoration unto your heart and soul, hallelujah. And I just thank those of you that continually to tune in and make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. Hallelujah. And I just know that God has got a blessing with your name on it. You just got to keep looking. You know, you got to keep looking for your blessing. You can't never stop looking. You got to keep looking until it comes. That's the way faith works. Look until it comes, because you know God said that he's going to bless you, and so you take God at his word. God is not going to tell you nothing untrue, but God is faithful, he is just, and God is true. Every jot, J-O-T, of his word is true. Hallelujah. All you have to do is just put your trust in him. If you try him one time, I double dare you to try Jesus one time. And I tell you, you will not regret it. Because God is a God of his word. Yes, he is. God is a God of his word. So just take him, hallelujah, at his word. He's not going to let you down. He never have and he never shall let you down. Hallelujah. You can depend on him when you can't depend on nobody else. You can depend on Jesus when you can't depend on your parents. You can depend on Jesus when you can't depend on your physician. You can depend on Jesus when you can't depend on your insurance agent. You can depend on God when you can't depend on your best friend. You can depend on God when you can't depend on your own children. God is a God that you can depend on. Come hell or high water, you can depend on Jesus, because Jesus is not going anywhere. Jesus is just like he's just like a ship out in the water. You remember when John and Peter then was out in the water with Jesus and they got afraid. You know, I talked about that on my last program about how they was afraid when they had that great, big, old, powerful Jesus on board. You know, you don't have any need to be afraid when you got all that power in your midst. So when we got God in our midst, we got all that we will ever need in this life and the life to come. But anyway, I'm going to get on and move on because I know my time is of an essence and is moving right quickly. And so we're going to go right now. I want you to come on in. I have the chat room open for your seating and for your listening pleasure. So just come on in with your digital devices, may it be your laptop, may it be your tablet, may it be your smartphone. I call them my toys. So just bring them aboard, bring up whatever beverages that you might have, may it be your latte, your OJ, your water beverages, whatever you have at your disposal, just bring them aboard because we are in need of them. So right now, without any further ado, because I'm going to be right on the money tonight, I'm not going to be but an hour. And so whatever I can fit into an hour, that's what is going to go on tonight. I'm not going to do, you know, any long length. I'm not going to extend anything. I'm just, you know, I'm just going with the flow. And so an hour is what it will be, hallelujah, on this morning. And so I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we come, hallelujah, with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. For we know that this road that we are treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. We know that you have lying in waiting, God, a home that's not built by mortal man, but you are the architect and you are the builders. But until you crack those clouds, one historical day, God, you told us to work until you come. So we will continually to work, move forward and onward, God, never to look back, but to keep our hand held to firmly to the plow, God. And we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land, God. I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay on this morning, God. Able me to bring a room of word, God, to those that may then again may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul, God. We'll be so mindful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And let the cathedral of faith, Jesus Christ, say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you. I just thank you from the depths of my very soul. Hallelujah. For you just, you know, just being a loyal and faithful listener. You don't know how much that means to me. But that means so much to me. Hallelujah. You know, because that let me know that I'm not working in vain. I know that my work is sent and ordained, implemented from God himself. But I tell you, it should make you feel good when you have some people that, you know that what you're preaching is a divine word of truth. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I will continually to do, you know, as long as I'm alive and well. Hallelujah. So I just thank you once again, and just may God bless you real good. Hallelujah. And so now we're going to go on into our sermon, and our title on this morning is Persistent Pays Off. I want to say that one more time. Persistent pays off. And we're going to read our first key scripture, hallelujah, and it reads like this, hallelujah. It says that, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince has thy power with God and men, and has prevailed. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Genesis 32 and 28. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that a line from a Broadway play says that If at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Yet another line from an old blues song say, I know that the sun is going to shine in my back door one day. We know more of a familiar spiritual hymn says, I tried and I tried till I found the Lord. We know that Jacob kept God's promise in sight. And we just read in the law of Genesis 32 and 28. And we can read into the law of Genesis 32 and 12. He suggested and prevailed in verse 28. We know, brothers and sisters, we must condition ourselves to struggle like Jacob. You might ask, why, Overseer Ward? Because we must be persistent, because we know persistence pays off. And you might have a family member that hadn't talked to you in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. But you keep on at it. You keep on trying to mend that, you know, that discrepancy and the difference that you and that person have had. And then pray and ask God to soften up that person's heart. And, you know, sometimes it's going to take a little time because, you know, that person's heart is hearted like a stone, you know, heart made of stone. But if you keep at it, you know, just being persistent and keep praying and believing God, God will bring about a change. Because we're talking about persistent pays off. So that means we got to keep at it. Keep at trying to do good, you know, with one another. Too often we stop the struggle because we encounter obstacles or criticism. And a brother loses a job, he give up on that job. He give up even in the job market itself. A sister has a child out of wedlock and suck them to a life of dependency on social programs. Child become overwhelmed with the difficult year in school, chooses to drop out and never return. Then we have another person that experiences a brush with the law and chooses a life of crime to make ends meet. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to encourage your heart on this morning. We must not stop the struggle. Quitters never win and winners never quit. We know that persistence pays off is our sermon on this morning. We know that Jacob was a trickster, even deceiving his brother and father. His mother sent him away from home to live with his uncle because, hallelujah, his deceit had ruined his relationship with Esau. Yet despite many setbacks, try and return to the fellowship of his family. Years had passed, but he worked to rekindle the relationship. Though he was afraid, he struggled to meet his brothers in reconciliation. He even wrestled with God to receive the blessings of new life. But he did not give up. And that's what I'm talking about. You got a friend or a loved one that's, you know, that y'all fell out, you know, for a different of opinion. You know, y'all can agree to disagree. But whatever the course might be, maybe, you know, that may owe the person money or maybe the person confided, you know, in something that you told them to keep secret and they spilled the beans. Well, you find it in your heart to forgive that person, you know, because that's what we ought to do as Christians, is forgive our brothers and our sisters that has wronged us. So we just have to continue at it and be consistent as the word has, implemented us to do. Hallelujah. But like we said, Jacob did not give up. And he just stayed to be consistent in what he was trying to gain, and that was to gain his brother's love. Hallelujah. And though he had messed up, you know, we all mess up at times in this life. We're gonna mess up. But the thing of it is when you mess up, you know, you can straighten up and clear out those things that's not like Christ. You know, we are to get it right. You know, God is coming back one day. And, you know, we should have our house in order because we know that Jesus Christ is soon to come. We know that it's a clear illustration of the biblical concept of reconciliation. It's found in the story of Jacob and his brother. And they had been, like I said, they'd been separated for more than 18 years. Esau was angry because Jacob stole his birthright and blessings. And in a fit of anger, he vowed to kill his deceitful brother. But recognizing that the crisis caused by his craftiness, Jacob fled to avoid his brother's wrath. As a result, Jacob and Esau were estranged, separated, and alienated, allowing bitterness and hatred and ill will to fester between them. Do you have any alienated bitterness, hatred festered between you and a friend, or you and a loved one, you and a colleague, you and a business partner? Then I would encourage you to go to that person and forgive them. And if you've done something, ask them to forgive you and make amends. We go into the law of Genesis 33. We see the process of reconciliation dramatically played out here, where Jacob and Esau, they come together again as brothers. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jacob has been instructed by God to return to his home. But as he approached his home, Esau came to meet him with 400 armed men. Jacob was frightened and fearful that Esau would do him bodily harm. Instead, Esau ran to meet Jacob, embraced him and kissed him and wept. Esau has forgiven Jacob, who responded to the gracious act in gratitude and thanksgiving. That's what you and I and us are to do. We are to forgive in an act of gratitude and thanksgiving. This reminds me of a recent experience, hallelujah, that I had with a brother that had done me wrong. Hurt me so bad, hurt me to my heart. And yet we had to attend the funeral of our brother, and I had to go right by him where the coffin was lying there. I had to pass right by him, and there was no way that God was going to allow me to enter that place there without, speaking. And I spoke, and I asked him, how was he doing? He told me, fine, how are you doing? I told him I was doing all right. And, even though he never did actually, apologize, but he asked me to come out to his home to, have dinner after the funeral. But I just, I had a driver that was driving me in my car that I had. And so we'd already driven 200 and some odd miles. So the driver was at that time fatigued and just really tired. And so I was, ready to go back to my hotel room and rest up to get back on the plane to come back home. But, I forgave him because I know that was the right thing to do. I know God would want me to do that, would be to forgive. You don't necessarily have to forget, but God said to forgive. And so that's what you and I are to do in being obedient unto God. Hallelujah. So, like I said, this is the essence of biblical reconciliation, turning toward, hallelujah, and not away from one another. In fact, this is what God did through the sacrificial death of Christ at Calvary. God turned toward us and reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, had given you and I the ministry of reconciliation, has committed unto you and I the word of reconciliation. That scripture reading can be found in the law of 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. God said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, meaning being mad at someone. God do not want the sun to go down because, we never know where death is. So, it just behooves us to get over it and to move on in life, And God will bless you because you will just start your growth in God and you will start your growth in the blessings that God has in store for you, because with that grudge and hatefulness and, you know, strife, you got to get that out the way so God will bless you. So like I said, Jacob's life was full of trials, and as it was with the old patriarch, so it is with you and I. We know that life buffets and it restricts you and I, makes demands on us that we do not want to bear. Yet even in the most unjust, undeserved, pointless suffering, it's an opportunity for you and I to respond in a way that our Lord can turn to us and to his own likeness. We can take joy in our trials because we know that adversity is working to make you and I and us perfect and complete, lacking nothing in the law of James 1 and 3 through 4. But this takes time. I know it does, because it took me time. But we want the quick fix. But there are no shortcuts that can accomplish God's ultimate purpose for you and I and us. The only way to grow into Christ's likeness is to submit each day to the conditions God brings about in our lives. As we accept his will and submit to his ways, his holiness become ours. God's spirit began to turn, hallelujah, us into kinder, gentler men and women, sturdier, stronger, more secure, more sensible. The process is a mystery, and it's inexplicable, but it is God's way of endowing you and I and us with grace and beauty. Process is inevitable. God gives you and I grace to bear the heat of cleansing flame, not bitter at our lot, but meet to bear our share of suffering and keep sweet in Jesus' name. We know that God often empty our hands to fill our hearts. So we got to do what God said do, and that is to forgive. Forgive and be more loving sons and daughters that God would want us to be. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that during these days of horrific world events, Christians should be appalled but not taken by surprise, because we know that Jesus forewarned you and I and us of terrible times to come. In today's reading, Paul reassures you and I as believers by reminding them of God's unfolding purpose and final victory. We know that the apostle, hallelujah, described ungodly scoffers who in the last days will say, "Where is the promise of his coming?" You can find that scripture reading in the law of 2 Peter 3 and 4. We too may wonder why Christ doesn't come back and change things now. But Peter affirmed that Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but delay his return to give people everywhere more time to repent. We must forget that with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. But we know eventually one day of the Lord will come, bringing a judgment of consuming fire. This will be followed by a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness and of God forgiven people. But as you and I and us anticipate and triumph that triumphant day, we must live consistently holy lives, resist all evil influences, and grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Then instead of despairing over evil, you and I and us will be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know not when the Lord may come to right the wrong of this whole earth, but this we know, he left us here to share good news of second birth. We don't know what this world is coming to, but we know the one who is coming to this world. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your heart and infuse your mind as I brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence, God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now bring you the second half of this program. We're going to turn you right now over to Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Stages and flashing lights, music and cameras, they call it the good life, but at the end of the day, a man's on a hammer. Just like you, I got needs, oh, and I get frustrated. I get hurt to say, but because I got a name, happiness must take. Stages and flashing lights, music and cameras, they call it the good life, but at the end of the day, a man's all I am. Just like you, I got needs, oh, and I get frustrated. I get hurt to say, but because I got a name, happiness mistaken for fame. In private plane, it's like the world's in your hands. But while on the road, sometimes you just want to go home to tuck your son in bed. I get weak like you do, and my body can't get tired too. Yeah, yeah. And although I'm living the dream, I'm a man, not a machine, and I need you to know. But what's the point in even having dreams if you gotta celebrate all alone? Always.
hiding from my eyes. I'm so lost, searching for one brighter day, trying to find a way. But I still believe, even if I don't see, I'll hold on.
Break every chain, break every chain. Shut up! Yeah.
predestined me for. No seasons changing.